When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All right, my talkers, you might know her for her infamous viral video from the Cat Video Festival yesterday. Her name's Julia, and she's over there alongside Brittany.
The leader of children.
The Pied Piper.
No, a Pied Piper.
Of small children kitty cats. Uh-huh. Oh. Thanks, Josh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have to bring it up again. You got to go check this video out of you guys saying, come on up on the stage, kids.
Lori was,
and
it
they
was hysterical.
Bump every child at the Cat Video Fest. Booked it as fast as they could with their little light up kitty cat ears and their light up shoes and their, you know.
So fun.
They ate it up for sure.
They really did. Well, we are delighted right now because Jamecia Bennett is joining us. And people I know Jamecia Bennett. She's a 3-time Grammy winner. She is amazing, amazing artist. She's the mother of Paris and other things. Jamecia, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
It's so good to hear you.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't spoken to you guys in a little while, but I'm so glad to be alive to speak to you guys again. We made it.
No kidding. Okay, so, you know, so you have a really kind of fun show coming up at Chan Essen Dinner Theaters. They do so much wonderful live music. And you have a one-night-only show on Friday, August 12th, which is next Friday at 8 o'clock in the really wonderful Fireside Room, which is this small, intimate stage. Tell everybody about what you're going to be singing that night, what they're going to be experiencing.
Well, first of all, I want to say hello, Twin Cities, and I love you, and hopefully I'm continuing to make you proud. That evening, I'm going to be doing the evolution of jazz and blues. So I'm going to do a little Ella Fitzgerald. I'm going to do a little Frank Sinatra. I'm going to do some Stevie Wonder. I'm going to mix it with a little soul as well. I'm going to do some tribute stuff to Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Coco Taylor. So I'm going to mix it up. Some Aretha Franklin. So I just kind of really want to give the essence of jazz and blues and put my little twist on there. I have a younger following as well that is, that I'm trying to really get them to understand and respect the music of yesteryears in order for them to even go further into the music business. I mean, you hear some of these songs that are out there and you get the young people and they're like, oh yeah, this is their song. I'm like, no, honey, that is such and such song from way back in 1970.
Right.
So I am doing some stuff from Chaka Khan as well. So I'm just trying to do, just like I said, an evolution of jazz and blues. And I'm so excited to grace the stage of Chan Essen. And shout out to them for definitely doing more diversity and inclusion of music and, you know, getting more of us out there to be able to do that at that stage. And I really, really appreciate Chan Essen for this because I'm going to rock that stage that night.
Oh, yeah. We're good friends with the Chan. We love everybody out there. You know, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Jamecia Bennett. And you have been singing, I'm thinking, since you were a little child. Did you? And, you know, if people don't know, you were a backup singer for Stevie Wonder, Prince, Janet Jackson, Sting, Rod Stewart, Aretha Franklin, Patti LaBelle, Lionel Richie, Elton John, goes on and on. Is there, you know, when as a backup singer, what was your first kind of big backup singer gig that you got?
Well, actually, to clarify that, I did all of the studio work. So
oh,
I have
studio, yes.
And albums on my wall from these people.
Yes.
So it was kind of a little bit more than that. I was really excited about that because I have history with them to last me a lifetime. But the biggest, I'll say the biggest
opportunity that I had would probably be, I would say, between Stevie Wonder and Elton John.
And what?
Yeah,
and
those two.
And what were, you know, were they wonderful to you?
Absolutely. Well, God, I have to take it back. also, Sting, when we recorded, I don't know if how many of you guys saw Demolition Man, the movie. The theme song is My Mother and Myself. We were the ones that were singing that song, Demolition Man. And I was actually to be in the same room with Prince and Sting at the same time. I think I had like a double drop heart or something. I don't know if that's even a thing, but I made it up that day.
Uh-huh.
But it was incredible because I was in the room with two amazing men that are just incredible songwriters, incredible artists. And just incredible producers. And I was like 16 years old. So I pick all of the other ones back. I think being in the same room and doing recordings with Sting and Prince at the same time will be my biggest one, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
It was way intimate, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I can't even imagine. I you know, really, I think being able to sing is like the coolest thing of all the gifts of everything. I really do. Lori and I can't hold a tune for the love of God, but I just think it's so cool. And, you know, when you're doing this, you're singing all these wonderful, you know, this rich night of music on August 12th. Do you have a really cool backup band with you, or how's it all going to...
I do. My band is made up of a lot of known musicians in the Twin Cities, as well as background singers. A couple of them play with me, of course, in the Grammy Award-winning Sounds of Blackness.
Yes.
And I have some that have played for some of the greats. And I have a couple of the young people that were involved in the whole McNally situation. So it's such a blessing to be able, you know, to take a kind of crazy situation and make it positive because they've been with me ever since they closed.
Oh, so right.
That's been a blessing. I just snatched them right up because I would be darned if I would have let their dreams die with that whole situation. Yeah. So I got some really, really good, players that are loyal to me and dedicated and are good studiers of the music. So I'm excited about it.
I love that. That's so great. Well, I hope a lot of people get out and see you. You can get your tickets at chanhassendt.com or you can give them a buzz. And it's so good to catch up with you.
Absolutely. Good to talk to both of you guys. I love you guys. Thank you. Your show is amazing. You don't have to sing. Just talk. We love you.
Oh, Jamesia, you're so sweet. That's Jamesia Bennett, The Evolution of Music, Jazz, Blues, and Soul. I mean, and that room is so intimate.
Yeah.
And it's just to hear live music in there. It'll just be a special treat. So take care, hon, and have a great weekend. And hopefully you get a lot of people coming to your show next Friday.
I hope so, too. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome.
Okay,
that's where we do our show, you know.
Yeah, I've
at
been.
The holiday times. You know, we've done it in a couple different places, but it's so cool.
I know. The Chan has it has all these amazing little nooks and rooms
that
I didn't even know about for the longest time, but they're so comfy and cozy. And I mean, when we were at your show, everyone kept being so excited about the drinks were so big.
Oh, I know.
Like, people loved that. Everyone kept showing me. I mean, that was the number one thing. They're like, oh, it's so fun to be here. Also, did you see this drink I got? I was like, dang. This is worth going.
I know. She's darling. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, it's going to be Brittany and Julia's random thoughts, I think so. We are going to see what we're going to do. We'll be right back. You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheek implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
It's just random. He said cheek implants. It's just random.
Sam Champion, the man with the cheeky implants, was on GMA today.
Oh, good to know.
Oh, yeah. That's who if you look at him, he has He looked like Madam a little bit, the puppet. He changed his looks after he had cheeky implants.
He had cheeky implants.
That's all it is.
It's all it is. It's just random.
It is. All right. What do you got, Annie?
Well, I threw this at you when we were doing prep, and I said, shamed.
Don't say it.
You said, how did you not know that? You're a terrible Minnesotan. You started throwing these little pebbles that you had in your desk at me. I didn't know what 3M stood
M&Ms.
For. They were M&Ms. They were delicious. I ate them off the floor. It's a new office. It's fine. Whatever. I literally have been surviving on sugar since I got here. BT Dubs, it's like not healthy. I don't have any of this crap at my house.
We have nibs and M&Ms.
And you gave me a donut when I walked in. Like, where are we?
That was from Colleen and Bradley and Holly. It was New Food Friday. That was a good donut.
It was delicious.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you got?
No, I'm shamed. I didn't know what 3M stood for. And you were like, what? You don't know that? Everybody knows that. Do a different one. But, I mean, if somebody wants to know, I could say it out loud and be done with it. Mm-hmm. Or you could keep giving me that look. Those are our two options.
Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing.
See, I didn't even know that.
You didn't?
See?
Nope.
It's your generation then, because my dad used to call it the mining.
Just like when I talk about my water thermometer for my tub for my baby, and honest you guys, and every mother in this building has shamed me for,
because that one you should be shamed for. That you have to use a temperature thermometer. You can't just feel the temperature of the water.
Everyone points to their wrists and like,
because that's how you test things if they're too hot.
You just
on the inside of your wrist.
I'm sorry. I don't have mom
Beverly,
instincts.
Should I just help shame Beverly?
Beverly was the one. My mom was like, that's insane. Why do you need a thermometer? My mom was laughing so hard at it.
We all laughed around the office today because you have a thermometer to test the bath water before she gives Margo a bath.
What is wrong with you? Just a monster.
I've never heard of anything so insane and lame. But that someone is marketing that and making money is genius.
Oh,
I bet it costs like quadruple because it's for a baby tub.
Okay, it's only like this big. I bet it was like $12. I'll look it up. I'll get to the bottom of this. Justin bought it. I love it. You know what? It's so funny too, because you talk out of both sides of your mouth too, because then you go, did you know they have like a Keurig for formula? And I was like, well, you could just shake it up in the bottle.
I know. Like, I saw it at someone's house.
And you were like, it's amazing. I was like, what?
I'm just lying.
Okay.
Don't listen to me.
The first CD to hit the market. Do you know what it was? Billy Joel, 52nd Street. It went on sale in Japan in October of 1982.
Okay, now think of that. 1982, we were buying albums and cassettes. And a CD. We probably had our Walkman CD players. Did we have them by then?
No.
I mean, no.
No.
What's a CD?
Oh, Josh, be quiet.
Josh.
That's kind of... and it was Billy Joel's, 52nd Street?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember because it was one of my first CDs I got as Space Jam. And I got not only the CD... And Wallflowers. I got two CDs for Christmas that day. And I also got, I was scared that I couldn't play it all the time. So I also got Space Jam on a cassette as well.
I needed both. Brittany, I think we just became best friends.
Did you have the same ones?
I was a Space Jam nut. So yeah, I'm definitely in that same boat.
Here's your chance to your dance at
don't
the
get
Space
me started.
Jam.
Okay, here's the thing about that. Now,
throw your hands. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Because of the way music is now, I mean, we used to give albums and CDs as gifts. I remember I got Pablo Cruz and the Eagles Hotel California. Those were two albums I got for my birthday. I still remember.
Yeah.
And I was so excited about those. And now because of streaming services, we can no longer give that gift. We have to give the card.
You're so right. And I was thinking about that on the way in, actually. Like, the owning of that. And people love owning things. I think that's why albums have come back into place, because people want a physical thing to be like, I love this so much, I want it on hand.
I miss it.
I don't know if I miss it, because I'm not a clutter person. Like, I don't want things. But part of me is nostalgic to get in the car and just know that you have that CD in there. And now...
Lori said new cars don't have CDs. I have an old car.
I mean...
Most of them don't now. The only problem with CDs not being a thing anymore is I heard a fact about this a couple years ago that it's like 11 cents to the dollar is being lost per, like, album now for artists and musicians average because
they
it's
don't make
not,
nearly
yeah.
as much money off streaming.
Yeah, not even close.
Yeah. I used to snowboard with a giant CD player in my side pocket. And when I'm telling you, I'd fall on it and the imprint it would make on my ribs.
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
So painful. And I remember listening to Little Kim on Afton and just thinking I was so cool.
I would always look at you people and say, you can't hear when a skier's coming by you and you little snowboarders with your music in
and
your ears.
And you'd be with you in your tight snow pants being like, get
that
out of my
me.
Way.
That
my
was never me.
Butt is
Remember,
being showcased.
I look like Pat. Lori and my very first trip we went on together. And she looked like Susie Chapstick, who you
bunny.
Don't even know who that is.
First time I got, you never got called a snow, you were a snow bunny.
Well, I got better.
You got better.
I mean, I'm a good skier, but I don't look the part. I look like
now
hell.
You do.
Not really. I look terrible.
I saw those vintage snowsuits you and your son were wearing on your birthday.
We always put
I
on.
I need to find these.
Oh, no. It's mine from like 1990 or 89 or something.
They're and one piece.
It's no, it isn't.
It is.
It stays up at the cabin.
They were
and whenever we party. And he does it with his friends. He has one friend that always puts on my green bib overalls, Columbia, when that first brand first started.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got a pull over the hood jacket.
They match though, right?
Like yeah. So I had on the ski pants and my son had on the jacket. And we were on the table singing.
Very sober.
Beyond
sober. I love that.
Oh,
okay,
gosh.
If I go like this, ha-choo, what
bless
do you say? You say bless you?
You?
So people started saying God bless you after someone sneezed back in the 14th century as a prayer to protect them from the plague. And I got told that you say bless you because your soul tries to leave your body out of your nose. And that's how to get it sucked back into your body.
I never even knew why. I just knew you were supposed to say bless you.
Yeah, I'm always too lazy and just say bless you.
Yeah.
That's too much breath.
And after you burp on the air, you're supposed to say, excuse me.
Yes.
After you burp on the air, you're supposed to say, wow, 20 years in radio. Here I am.
Burping.
Burping.
I've come
it.
So far from swearing.
Initially,
early on, I swore a couple times.
Yeah, now that Grant's not currently here, I'm glad I haven't had to hit the dump button yet.
No, I know you haven't.
About a year ago, I accidentally swore on air here, and I felt bad about it for like, Still do. You know what I mean?
Five minutes.
I literally took that with me forever. I was like, they're going to fire me.
Well, we wanted to.
It wasn't even like a real swear.
It was shoot?
No.
Don't say it.
No, I'm saying it rhymes with kitties.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. And I feel like.
I'm not going to say it, Julia. Uh-huh. The guilt I took with me. So you want to know what kind of day it is today?
It's National Beer Drinkers Day.
And National Couscous Day.
Oh, couscous.
You like couscous?
It's a flavor. Don't you serve it in. What's
couscous?
A salad? What's couscous?
It's the rice. The little rice, but they're like, it's so good. You say it twice. Couscous.
That is the best line yet.
Thank you.
It's so good. You say it twice. There we go. Thank you, honey.
I'm leaving.
Quick break. And when we come back, my lobster man is going to join us. Plomp, plomp. We'll be back.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
Hollywood speaking.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Remix. It's a Hollywood. No, I'm just kidding.
I really kind of love that you just go wild.
Because I don't get out of the house
I left
much.
That up there for a little bit.
Thank you.
Wonderful talent that is
you know, she
Thank
just,
you. I don't get recognized for my singing career as much as I should.
I think people are underrating you because really it's something.
Wait, why are they underrating me? I didn't know that they were rating me low. That's awkward.
They are. All right, here's the deal.
Tell me.
All right. Insider dish on Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles. Don't worry, darling. So Lori had been talking about the story was brewing this in the Brooklyn Decker and what's the name of the lady from the Spice Girls? That's his mom.
Her,
the skinny one. These are two stories.
Victoria Beckham?
Yes. And Lori's been, you know.
Doing her detective work.
She really has.
A little gumshoe.
So Florence Pugh, who's starring with Olivia Wilde's boyfriend, Harry Styles, in the upcoming movie, Don't Worry, Darling. Mm-hmm. They had a falling out on the set because Florence Pugh was dating someone, Olivia Wilde's fiance's friend.
Okay.
Okay. And so Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles started going out while she was still with Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
And Florence Pugh was very, just not good with it. And,
yeah.
And in the movie, she's a lover of Harry Styles.
Oh.
So we've been hearing a lot of different things, and these guys are all going to get together because it's going to premiere at the Venice Film Festival at the end of the month. And it's going to be Olivia Wilde, Harry Styles, Florence Pugh, Gemma Chan, Chris Pine. And
wow, there's a lot of people in this movie.
I know it. And it's really, it's kind of Stepford Wives meets Truman Show meets Scientology, just like a cult.
Okay, so this actually sounds good. The movie sounds good.
Yes, you would love it.
And plus, Florence Pugh is amazing.
She is. But so, anyone, insiders are saying that they weren't as overt. They tried to keep it on the down low. It was during COVID and all the protocols were going on anywhere where no one could talk to anyone without a plastic shield. And just saying, Olivia was super professional. And because Florence isn't double, triple liking everything that's coming out about the movie, Don't Worry, Darling, it doesn't mean that there's that much trouble in paradise.
Okay.
So we'll see when they walk down the aisle. There's nothing Hollywood speak.
No, you just did it for me, which
I did.
I appreciate. Okay. I'm a baby bird. Feed me.
Wow.
Wow. I don't know
what you're wearing white.
Wow. That is the first bird impression I've had on the radio.
That was so dumb.
What
did you say? Meow? What did you say? Meow? What does a bird say when it gets
away? I was eating.
Because she knows what a bird sounds
That's what it sounds
you know
like.
What? You know what, Brittany, I'll give you one of these.
Thank you. I would like to thank Beverly.
Oh my gosh.
Beverly, for bringing me to this world. Okay, give me the next one.
Okay, don't pressure me.
Hit me hard.
I'm having to
hit
cross
me
my
with
legs.
The next story.
Okay, Kylie Jenner's, clap back at people who she did a little Insta where she was collaborating with different makeup things and putting them together because she is getting, and it was, she headlined it, creating new magic for you guys better than ever. But some people like took her to task because they said, you're not sanitary. You're not wearing a hairnet. You don't have a face mask on. You're not wearing gloves. They accused her of gaslighting her followers for thinking she's the one creating the cosmetic.
Whoa.
Okay. Here is Kylie's response.
Yeah. Shut up.
Pretty much. These pictures are not taken in the manufacturing facility. I would never bypass sanitary protocols and neither would any other celeb or beauty brand owner. This is a small space for creating my own fun samples and taking pictures for content. Nowhere near mass manufacturing. No one's putting customers at risk. Exclamation point. Shame on you for spreading false information.
People are insane. I'm going to tell you this. Even if she did go in the manufacturer, I don't care.
I mean, people, who has that much time?
People are crazy.
Go get a job or go. That's terrible that I just said that. But go.
Seriously, do something. Like, I can't imagine caring. If, like, they showed me, like, this is how much I love mayo. If they showed me that Mr. Mayonnaise went in there and was, like, testing out different mayo, I'd be like, cool. It's his company. I'll still buy. Like, what are these people that have no, they don't care about it anyways. They just want to attack somebody. What do you care? Even if she was in this manufacturing area, and I know people will be like, oh, but you know what? It's fine. You're fine. Anything she touches gets thrown out. It's fine.
Isn't it nutty?
It's nutty. I mean, come on. Come on.
Come on. Okay.
Get a job, as Julia said.
Well, that's just the dumbest line in the world. That was so dumb. It didn't even make sense.
It's like Kim going, get off your butt and work, people.
No, that was just dumb. I don't even know where. I'm embarrassed. Josh, delete that. Okay. Heineken.
Wow.
Heineken. Today is National Beer Day.
Okay.
Okay. And so were you ever a beer drinker?
I mean, it doesn't have enough alcohol in it for me. And it's why I had to retire drinking.
Okay, but I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, so just Hollywood speak this. Okay. Heineken made beer-filled sneakers for International Beer Day. So they're called Heinekicks.
That's cute.
I think so.
What do you mean? Like, can you wear them?
It's the idea. So they created a limited edition. There's only 32 pairs of these, and they're obviously a promotional thing. But the sole of the sneaker is injected with beer. So it's like a cushion walk. Is it cute?
No.
I mean, what would you want injected to a sole of something? I'd want diamonds injected, but that wouldn't be soft, I suppose.
Botox, maybe?
Botox.
Like, just that throw that in, yeah.
Yeah, in the soles of your shoes.
I mean, I've been really into diet pop lately.
I know it. Do you think it'd be cushy?
I don't want to have anything near the ground in my feet that I'm going to put into my body, to be honest.
I had slivers TBH. For half the summer. I had a piece of glass in my foot forever.
I did, too. Also, I don't find the arch support in liquid to be what I need as a grown-up. I hate that I have to go there, but I am 36, and these are the things I think of now.
Did you ever have to wear... Were you ever around when jellies, you know, the rubber thing was with this shoestring, and then you would tie it like up your leg like you were in the Greek islands?
Yeah, I remember jellies sure.
And slipping in and sweaty feet and slipping in the hot sun, and you're like, why am I wearing these?
Why would I have plastic on right now? I remember Adidas had those little it kind of looks like fake grass, but there's all the black little nubs that you step on.
It
looked like a torture device, you know, like needles you step on. I couldn't even wear those, and everybody did when I was young, and my mom got me a pair, and I was like, ow, 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 I can't wear that. Like, couldn't do it.
I can't wear it, so no jellies for you.
I'm going to stick to Birks. I'm sorry.
I know. Do you like the rubber Birks?
Yeah. I wear those at the cabin, and then I wear Birks. I
kind of think they look good. I think they look good. Okay.
But, yeah, these are the Heineken shoes. They are very Mountain Dew coloring.
Okay, they are, but they're kind of fun.
They're kind of fun. I think another thing, how do you clean them? How do you clean them?
And what
them?
If you get a puncture?
What if you get a puncture?
And
also,
you leak.
Again,
and one shoe leaks.
How do you clean them? How do you clean them? Okay. Like that.
With a toothbrush and soft scrub. That's how I clean a lot of my white tennis shoes.
You have to get in there.
Yeah. Well, you don't clean out the beer.
Any device that holds alcohol in a secret container, I always think, how do you clean it?
Oh,
like,
my
you
God.
Have to stick to just like straight up.
Okay.
Pure alcohol, but like beer, that's yeasty.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Near your feetsies.
Okay. Man, this is gross.
Agreed.
They're funny looking shoes, though, Josh.
I have no interest in them.
Kenny Chesney, who doesn't wear shoes ever, and he's the barefoot bandit,
he's
coming out with a new line of shoes.
Why?
The Yeezys look like, you know, something you make out of Play-Doh or something.
Yeah, they do.
So bad.
But he's making a gazillion dollars off of those shoes.
Yeah.
But Kenny Chesney, someone offered him a deal, and isn't that funny that the Barefoot Bandit is coming out with a line of shoes?
I'm going to have to look
he'll be
up.
In town tomorrow.
I know. Do you like him?
I'm going to it tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. We just keep finding more and more
weekend,
about you.
I mean, my gosh, Woman Republic, Kenny Chesney. Who are you going to tonight?
Bed.
Okay.
I've heard of them.
They're really good. We'll be right back. This is Lori and Julia on My Talk.